Yes, good morning once again. It's 28 minutes to 9 a.m. And as we continue with the Miraya Breakfast Show, we now get to look at a book that is about to be launched. The launch will be happening tomorrow. And this book is called The Man of Two Worlds. It's a new book authored by Honorable Ustaz Louis Anaïma Dute. He was the first former commissioner of Tonj North County, first governor Warap State, national advisor to the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports, former chairman of the Republican Party of South Sudan, and currently a community leader in of the Tonj community here in Juba, is joining us this morning to speak more about the book. Good morning, Honorable Anay. Welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you, Sister Lucy Kiden of the Miraya FM. I am privileged and honored to be hosted by Radio Miraya FM. That is covering our nation with news. I am now available for our audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And looking at your, let me call it a CV, you have done a lot. You have been first of many, and you have led in very many different aspects of South Sudan as a country and the community as well. What inspired you to get into writing?
Something I can say is an innate or inborn thing in me, in that the concept or idea to be a writer developed in me very early. I can say is what led me to abandon my education in science and came to University of Juba in the early 80s in order to do arts, where I realized that I must study history and study language and literature to be able to tackle my writing inclination. Mm-hmm. And so I came to Jama Juba in order to equip myself with the ability to write. And I got it when I graduated from the University of Juba in 1990. And then right away from there, I started how to write a book. So I made a research about the history of my people, and that led to finalizing it into a book called The Dinka History.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Was that your first book?
That was my first book.
Okay.
And it became a masterpiece work of somebody who actually had wanted to do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a hobby.
It's a hobby.
It is a hobby.
All right.
So I wrote many books now.
How many so far?
This book to be presented tomorrow is the 8th.
Wow. Yes. Amazing.
It is.
So The Man of Two Worlds.
Yes, The Man of the Two Worlds.
Of the Two Worlds.
Yeah.
What's the inspiration behind this book?
This book has many things that led to me formulating an idea to write this kind of a book with such kind of a name. First of all, in 1996, while we were wandering in the movement in the bushes, I came across a spot, an amazing spot in our area, where the remains of my very important ancestor were laid. My ancestor by the name of Ayi Thiek Ayi.
Mm-hmm.
The site where his remains were laid was so, so amazing, so so religious because it's surrounded by very big trees that are believed to have something to do with religion.
Mm-hmm. And which type of trees?
These are these red sycamore trees.
Oh, okay.
And the Belanite Yiptika trees, we call it Fau, the Heilige. And then the other tree called Roal in our language, in our Dinka language, and it is Susage tree in English.
Mm-hmm.
And other trees that are related to religious people, like my grandfather.
Yes.
There I realized that now that I am a historian, and I can better write about him and about his descent line up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that is where the concept of writing my autobiography began, because he was quite a great man. I was told by my father and my grandfather that this ancestor was the leader of the entire in his time, in mm-hmm. the 16th century.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he can have been a leader of such a large tribe of among the Dinka in Bahr el-Ghazal, then why should I not write about him?
Mm-hmm.
So the book is a tribute to my ancestor.
Wow.
Yeah, who was a leader. He was a community leader. And now I am a community leader also.
So it has run down.
It ran down. My father was a community leader.
Oh, wow.
And one of the grandfathers in the middle between him and us was also a community leader. So it's a line of community leaders.
A generation.
I must tell people about this.
Of community leaders. And currently you are a community leader. Now, before I continue with you talking about this book, I would like to request for you to read an excerpt from the book. I see you came with your manuscript. You didn't even come with a book. You came with the original copy. What a privilege to be able to see it. So is this something you can do for us?
Well, I knew that perhaps I would be asked about something to cite.
Yes.
The book is divided into two.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of it is about my background, talking about how my family came to exist. And then towards the end of the book is about my education and how did I become an urban man of today's modernity.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I do in the rural traditional setting, where I was born and where I grew up. What did I do there?
Yes.
And what did I do when I came to the urbanized places like towns and education, then become a liberation man, become a teacher, become a writer, become a governor, become a commissioner, and all this. What did I do in all this? So, I have a very exciting points, episodes in the story.
Yes.
Which I don't know which one to share with you right now.
Unfortunately, you just have
but
to pick
please,
one.
But please let me talk about what happened to us when we were young students, when we were pupils in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
At the primary school called Mayom Abun.
Go ahead.
You know, when the Anyanya movement have started from Torit and was flourishing, coming up and up until our district area called Tonj in Bahr el-Ghazal. Then we were inspired by the Anyanya objectives. As young people, we were preparing how to join the movement, and some government agents reported this thing to the government in Wau and in Tonj, and so a military convoy was mounted against us in the school, and then we were all arrested, and we were to be taken away to Wau. Some of us were just being beaten up, and before we could be taken onto the trucks, all of a sudden, by providence, a heavy rain just gathered from nowhere, and it fell down, making the army soldiers to run into the classrooms, and we running into our dormitories. Right from the dormitories in the heavy rains, we escaped.
Wow.
We escaped, and there we were safe. Some of the pupils or students who chose to remain were slaughtered thereafter, with our teachers. All slaughtered, and that was the end of our education at that level in 1964. This is amazing.
Oh, wow.
I think...
What level was that?
It was primary four. We were in primary four. See how things happen. I don't know how the rain came.
Wow, and your life was spared.
And our life was spared. I thought I should share with our readers this experience.
I can't imagine how many more such stories are there in the book, but thank you for sharing this specific one with us.
Yes, there are many, many of it.
Okay.
And you can see what happened in the Nyanya one. If I were to be like that, I have to cite some of the examples.
Because
I was
this
a banjos,
exactly,
but scary.
You were a banjos?
Nakunta, I was a banjos, but I was a soldier.
All right.
And then in the SPLA, war is a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of things to mention in the book.
Well, I can't wait to actually get into the book and hear some of your experiences all through your life in these different positions and moving from one place to another. But now I want to ask you about the title of the book.
The book is called The Man of the Two Worlds.
What are the two worlds?
The rural traditional world and the urban modern technological world I am in.
Wow.
The one we are now doing.
So you have been able to experience both worlds in equality.
I equally experience those two worlds and whatever makes up those worlds.
And just in summary, what have you picked from your experience in these two worlds?
I actually did not write down the entire life history.
Yes.
But I have picked up those striking points from the traditional and rural world and from the urban and modern world I had lived to be 70 years now. I thought I have picked up those episodes and scenes and stories that are striking. I remember at Mayoma Bun again, there was a problem between our traditional spear master, the holy man of the area. He was called Akuyen.
What was the role of a spear master?
A spear master is a holy man, is a high priest of the Dinka people. Akuyen did. Akuyen the Great had a problem with a priest, an Italian called Ibo Chikachi.
Mm-hmm.
He was made by the bishop of Bahr el Ghazal in Wau, Yarneo Dut, to come and establish a missionary school in the place of this spear master.
Mm-hmm.
And so the school grew to be called Mayom Abun. Abun means the missionary.
Wow.
And Akuyendit was not happy why his area was to be called after a foreigner, an Abun missionary.
Uh-huh.
Why not Mayom of Akuyendit?
Uh-huh.
Then they went into a quarrel.
Oh.
And in the quarrel, they agreed to make a contest. Who is really true holy man of God?
Uh-huh.
Between the priest and the spear master. And then people were made together. And in the gathering, the priest thought he should take the first opportunity to speak to God to make a miracle so that Akuyendit and his people become convinced that the priest is the man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was allowed to speak to God, to pray, and then all of a sudden, some people came running, saying, "Ay, Akuyandid, your cows are eaten up here. Three cows by the lions. The lion just came into your cattle that were being herded nearby, and now they've
eaten the cows.
Eaten three cows." Oh, so people thought that was the testation.
The miracle.
The miracle. And then Akuyandid said, "Okay, let me take my turn." And then he took his spears, and it was his holy spears. They are called invocational spears.
How many are they?
Two.
Okay.
And then he began to talk to God heavenward, asking God to him instantly make what would prove to this priest, to this foreigner, that God is responsible for people here and that he is the agent of God among people.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, rain gathered and began to thunder so much that the priest and his staff fell down and the buildings were burnt.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Everybody, were you a witness of that?
I was there.
Wow.
And so the whole thing became how do you call that kind of a miracle?
You just call it a miracle.
It was.
Wow.
And so the priests ran about, running amok after Akuyandid, asking him to stop the rain.
Oh dear.
Asking him to stop God from burning and wanting to kill people. So Akuyandid began to ask for rain to stop.
Did it stop?
And the rain stopped.
Wow. Such spectacular events you've been able to witness. And now, due to time, we'll be concluding this. And I just want to ask you to tell us a little bit more about the event that is going to launch this book that I already know has very interesting stories. When is this happening?
It is tomorrow, Saturday, from 11 to 5 p.m. Okay. I have asked the intellectuals of this country to come and attend at Palm Africa Hotel Hall.
Okay.
This is where I and my friends in the organizing committee are working now to convene this kind of a good gathering tomorrow.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. You're a wonderful storyteller.
Yes, there are stories.
This very moment, you just reminded me of my grandfather when we used to sit around the fire back in the village.
Yes.
Thank you.
The stories about around the fire are there in the book.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, you've done a lot. You've been present since the Anyanya War all through to now. You've witnessed so much. And next week we'll be celebrating 13 years of independence. What message do you have for the people?
Ah, that is it. I am pleased and happy to have been a participant of these liberation stages. The first one, when I was quite a young man. And the second one, when I was a grown-up man.
Mm-hmm.
I know and I have told my experiences and stories in this book about those two stages. Yes, I want to tell my people, Happy New Year, that is it. Happy independence, happy for our freedom. Let us come together, let us unite and make our country. We have already established what we call nationhood and its sovereignty. Now we are supposed to go to what we call nation building. So please, let us leave all those our grudges and come back to make our country go forward. I think this is the call I can make to my people. Let us be civilized.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ane. And thank you for making time to come to Radio Mirai.
Thank you, Sister Kiden, for hosting me, for taking attention that there is something happening tomorrow, and you invited me. I'm happy that you have put me on air for my people to hear me tomorrow I will be with them. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too.
Well, Honorable Louis Anay, the former and first governor of Warrap State, he's a current community leader in Tonj, and he is launching an autobiography, The Man of the Two Worlds. As you've heard, this is happening tomorrow from 11 a.m. at the Palm Africa Hotel. You want to get to know more about this book and get yourself a copy? Make sure that you are there.
You're listening to Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.